Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's a game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. You can find out there about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our first ever show in Des Moines, Iowa. And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to get the most out of your crackers and also ruin everyone's ice. If that's something you've wanted to do to people, if you're malicious but a little shy, that's a way to start. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dave Woodward in Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola? I've never been there. What is Pensacola like?
Well, Pensacola is the oldest community in the country.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. We've got the most beautiful white beaches, the best-looking women, and the most attractive men.
Well, that sounds pretty good right there.
And very humble.
Yeah.
That too. Yes, that too.
Well, Dave, welcome to our show. You're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Bill Curtis right here is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, then two of the limericks will be a big winner. You ready to play?
I am indeed.
Here is your first limerick.
While Beijing's not a place that it snows in, the Winter Games we are exposing. The hit for our show will not say let it go, but it sounds like the big hit from...
Frozen?
Yes! Frozen! Right. Very good!
And it never freezes in Pensacola.
The 2022 Winter Olympics will take place in Beijing, and there's already controversy over the game's new theme song. It is obviously a ripoff of Let It Go, the big hit from Frozen. It turns out the movie Frozen was a huge hit in China. It was the most watched film by children there last year, second only to the workplace orientation video at the Apple Factory. Which is great, because it's narrated by the little snowman from Frozen. The kids love it. All right, here we go. Here is your next limerick.
Veggie water is great for the pair of us. In the bathroom, the world grows aware of us. We fill water crocks with green woody stalks. Our water is made with...
I'm a blank.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Asparagus, of course.
Asparagus.
Oh. Whole Foods, you know them, they know their customers well. That's why they thought they could get away with selling a $6 bottle of asparagus water. Now, as an NPR listener, you're probably saying, that's a good price for asparagus water. I gotta get down there. Turns out it's just water, just a jar of water with three stalks of asparagus in it. Photos of the bottle of water were posted online. People got mad at the blatant ripoff, and Whole Foods security was forced to quell rioters with roasted red pepper spray.
But what did they think? What did they think asparagus water was?
Well, that's the thing. Somebody took a picture at Whole Foods where they had just basically put three stalks of asparagus in some water and said, asparagus water, $6. And people thought, even for Whole Foods, that was ridiculous.
Really? But yeah. Lemon water is like water with lemon in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so. That's fine. Yes. Or Alonzo, if clearly you don't understand white people.
Just truly a fascinating... I'm going to make some money here. I would have charged him $20 because... I had to put four stalks of asparagus in it.
All right, here is your last limerick. If you get this one, you'll win.
The Olympic Committee just quizzed me about plastic discs I throw whizzly. To their field and their track, they won't add hacky sack, but they're looking at ultimate...
Frisbee?
Yes, indeed, yes. Frisbee. This week... The International Olympics Committee officially recognized Ultimate Frisbee as a sport. Whoa! It's pretty easy to recognize. Just look for a bunch of sweaty white guys with dreadlocks. Either it's Ultimate Frisbee or some hobos are fighting over a frozen pizza. With the IOC's endorsement, the sport takes one step closer to being an official Olympic event, like trampoline or Bob Costas synchronized pink eye.
I bet you could get asparagus water to sponsor Ultimate Frisbee.
I bet you could.
We don't need Frisbee. We already have discus. I think they should have somebody try to catch it.
There you go.
Now, I'd pay to watch that.
Bill, how did Dave do in our quiz?
Well, he got two right. Two out of three.
Well done. Thanks, Dave, for playing.
Enjoyed it.